From high above the ice surface at MTS Center, we welcome you to the Illegal Curve post-game podcast. Drew Mundell alongside Richard Pollock as the Winnipeg Jets wrap up the home portion of their 2015-16 NHL season. Richard, obviously a very disappointing season, but at least the fans go home happy in the final home game of the year as the Jets defeated the Wild handily tonight by a 5-1 margin.
Oh, a pretty solid game, I thought, Drew. Probably the best home game the Jets have played in a while. One of the games where, you know, they have outplayed teams before, you know, fairly recently. Haven't had the best results, but today they deserve the win. They got the win. Thought they played with, you know, you hear play a full 60 minutes, and I think that cliche is overused. But today I thought the Jets continued to apply pressure, and their lines had a similar amount of energy. So the building had some energy today because it was that last home game of the season. So overall, Paul Maurice would be really solid, should be, and I assume is, very happy with tonight's performance.
Yeah, the Jets head out on the road, of course, to finish their season with a three-game trip to California, but they were able to get the victory tonight by that 5-1 margin, as we mentioned. They opened the scoring at the 17:55 mark of the first period. It was a power play goal. Mark Scheifele with his 27th of the season. Assist to Nikolai Ehlers and Alex Burmistrov. Nice passing play here that you haven't seen from the Jets' power play for the majority of this season.
Yeah, I mean, this probably makes you as frustrated. We talked about it on Saturday's Illegal Curve Hockey Show about how the power play shouldn't be as bad as it is. And this would be an example of why it shouldn't be, because of the skill level on this play. You know, actually, it was a really nice play by Mark Scheifele to keep the puck in before the group on the power play settled the puck down. But once they did settle it down, you saw a nice pass cross ice through the seam by Alex Burmistrov against a tired Minnesota squad. You could see Brodin on the left side. The puck goes over to the left side, through the seam to Ehlers, who's on his off wing, the left side of Devan Dubnyk. And you can see Brodin's kind of leaning. He's tired. And Ehlers makes a real nice play to pass the puck right back through the lower seam to Mark Scheifele, who kind of fans on it but gets enough of it to get it back to Devan Dubnyk. And just a beautiful goal. I mean, that's kind of the format you want, right? Maybe not Burmistrov on that spot, but you like Ehlers on the off wing and you like Scheifele on his off wing coming down low for that play. A real nice passing play and real nice play by Scheifele at the outset. Keep the puck in.
Mentioned the Wild were tired on that play. They appeared to be a tired team, all game long. Third and four nights for the Wild. But when you're on the cusp of making the playoffs with a victory tonight and a Colorado Avalanche loss, and it appeared the Avs are on their way to a defeat, this was an opportunity for the Wild to clinch against a Jets team that really wasn't playing for anything. So I was going to say Mike Yeo. It's not Mike Yeo, obviously. John Torchetti has to be disappointed with this effort from the Wild. Their third straight loss, after losing to Ottawa and then Detroit earlier in the week.
Yeah, I mean, is it effort or is it just the overall performance? I think this team is, as to your point, Drew, a little bit worn down. But, you know, because Colorado is fading, it shouldn't be as much of an issue. And you wonder also, is it that factor? Is it that the Wild kind of see that they're going to make the playoffs now, and do they take a different approach to these games than they did, say, a week? You know, they're only human week or two ago.
The pressure is a little bit off, so you take a foot off the gas a little bit. Chris Thorburn makes it 2-0 for the Winnipeg Jets. This comes at the 12:37 mark of the second period. His sixth of the year, assist to Matt Halaschuk. It's almost a 2-on-0 breakaway, but yeah. Thorburn makes no mistake.
Well, nice play by Halaschuk to intercept the pass by the Wild forward at the left point of the defensive zone. He tips. It looks like Thorburn's coming off on a late change. Thorburn turns around, picks up the puck, and Thorburn skates well for a big guy. You mentioned the possible 2-on-0 here. I like Thorburn's assertiveness here. He doesn't make that pass. He takes the puck in. He goes low blocker, plays goals Wild. Like, beautiful goal by Thorburn. I like how he decided, I'm not going to make this a 2-on-0. I'm going to make a simple play, and he made the right play.
Yeah, absolutely. So it was 2-0 for the Jets after 40 minutes. The Wild made a 2-1 at the 7:37 mark of the third period. Mikael Granlund gets his 13th of the year, assist to Mikko Koivu and Zach Parise.
The puck's kind of, the guys and the bodies, the puck are all over the place here. And it happens to be that Paul Postma chases this guy in the corner here, Drew, and he chases this guy in the corner. He leaves Burmistrov and Melchiori to cover the front of the net. Melchiori kind of goes to the strong side, and him and Burmistrov kind of go to the same guy. And when that happens, Granlund gets open, and the puck pops over to him, and he puts it in. So, you know, it's one of those goals where it's a big scramble, not the easiest play to defend, and a little bit of maybe a lack of communication there ends up in a goal in the back of the Jets net.
Yeah, you thought at this point in time the Wild might start a bit of a push to try and equalize, but Andrew Kopp said no dice on that with one of the nicest goals all season for the Winnipeg Jets. He scores that at the 9:03 mark of the third period. That's his fifth of the year. Assist to Nick Petan and Ben Chiarot. You're going to be seeing this goal on the highlight reels. He embarrassed Matt Dumba.
Yeah, you know, getting a little bit more of an opportunity to play here. You look at Andrew Kopp's ice time tonight, Drew. Number 9, play 10-12, and that's a guy who's played really 7-8 minutes a night. So a couple of extra minutes for him here, and boy, does he take Matt Dumba, you know, as you mentioned, outside in, really. And what he does there is he shows Dumba the puck, and you can see Dumba kind of leaning, and he loses his balance, and Kopp goes right around him. Ryan Suter plays a lot of minutes, so, you know, sometimes looks maybe like he's playing kind of making a lazy play, but I think he's tired a bit. Mm-hmm. He comes to kind of help, and he's too late. I love how Kopp goes around, kind of between Suter and Dumba, but really around Dumba, and then he has the wherewithal to go backhand five hole on Dubnyk. Beautiful goal. Just, I mean, that is one of the nicest goals of the year, as you mentioned.
Yeah, you should be seeing that all over the highlight reels tonight. So that made it 3-1 for the Jets as they regained their two-goal lead. They decided to make it 4-1 and score a second power play goal in the game, which was certainly rare for this team this year. Drew Stafford gets his 21st of the year. Sort of a bit under the radar how decent Drew Stafford has been this year for this team. Jacob Trouba gets the assist along, so does Marco Dano, and it's 4-1 for the Jets, and the party's pretty much started at MTS Center.
Well, it's a power play goal, Drew. It's a 5-on-4 power play goal, but Eric Holla gets locked up with Andre Pavlik at the other end, and Holla and Pavlik are basically on top of each other, and there's no ill will. You can see Pavlik kind of tap him when he left, but because Holla, who's a great skater, is so far back in the zone, it's a 5-on-3. And Trouba realizes, puts a simple puck on net. Stafford's on his off wing there. Wild defender, remember who it was? Might have been Suter again there.
No, it would have been. It
was Brodin. Yeah, loses his man. Brodin or Scandella loses his man, and Stafford puts in the rebound. But a simple play by Trouba, realizing also that Holla was behind him, make a quick play. Don't hold on to it because you're gonna have more pressure. Like a guy's coming out of the box, the same idea. Puts it on net. Nice rebound by Stafford. And then Stafford has had a good year. You know, the thing about Stafford is, he played for a while with Lowry, played for a while with Bermistrov, and I don't think, to be honest, it's easy to play with either of those guys. And so, yeah, he's one of your, you know, your pro. He's going to get your 20 goals, you know, 40 to 50 points. Never going to dominate games, but going to add a nice scoring element to a team that, you know, could use that from the wings. And not that they don't have talented wingers, but you can use that kind of sturdy guy who has kind of turned into a more flexible option than I ever anticipated, being able to play the right and the left wing.
Jets made it 5-1. Blake Wheeler gets an empty net goal at 17:16. The Wild had pulled the goalie nice and early to try and keep being down three goals. They tried to pull the goalie to get back into it. It didn't work. Blake Wheeler, his 23rd of the year. Nikolai Ehlers gets his second assist of the night, his 21st assist of the night. Was that a two-point night for Wheeler or just a one-point night? No, one-point night.
21st assist of the year, Drew.
21st assist of the year for Nikolai Ehlers. That's what I said.
So the night.
Oh, sorry. Second assist of the night, 21st of the year. Wheeler with his 23rd goal as he continues his fantastic season for the Winnipeg Jets, and that made it 5-1. And, you know, nice ovation from the crowd at the end of the game, as you'd expect, and the players on both teams. A very classy end to the game as the players on the Wild and the Jets both line up to shake hands with retiring linesman Brad Lazarowicz as he started his NHL career as an official in this building back in 1986. So his 30-year NHL career as a linesman comes to an end tonight at MTS Center. Very nice, classy gestures all around. He had been saluted earlier in the game by the crowd at MTS Center as well.
Yeah, standing ovation. And one of the few linesmen, Mike Savick, retired just recently, and now you have Brad Lazarowicz, which one of the few that you really know now. Mm-hmm. The guys that we grew up with and at the old Winnipeg Arena. And I know that it was quite an honor. You had the NHL officials here, and I think Mick Magoo came in to I believe he came in to honor Brad Lazarowicz, which at least that was the plan. So the officials have a respect for a guy who's been in the league for 30 years, and you could see, as you mentioned, you know, great respect to see the Wild players line up and then the Jets players line up to shake his hand. And it was funny, I watched that, and a lot of the guys on the Jets, and frankly the Wild, probably didn't have much to do with Brad Lazarowicz, which haven't been in the league that long. The guy like Thorburn, you know?
Yeah.
And Wheeler, but more so Thorburn. And the reason I say that, you know, Brad Lazarowicz, it's a thankless job. You hear about the offside, you know about the icings, all that. But that's a real thankless job to get in the middle of a fight.
Yeah.
And I think there's an extra amount of respect there that you see.
Absolutely. So all in all, a fun night, a nice night here at MTS Center as the Winnipeg Jets wrap up their home portion of the season with a 5-1 victory over the Minnesota Wild. We have post-game audio from both the Jets and the Wild dressing room. That's available on IllegalCurve.com. Of course, programming note, tomorrow evening, Monday, 6 p.m., a special Monday edition of NHL This Week on TSN 1290. We'll look back at tonight's game, and we'll look ahead to the three-game road trip in California. For Dave Manuka and Ezra Ginsberg of IllegalCurve.com, for analyst Richard Pollock, I'm your host, Drew Mandel. Thanks very much. This has been the Illegal Curve post-game podcast.